Tribe, Chapter 5. "Are you sure you're not a member of the tribe?" Glory asked him a few days later. This was getting to be too much. Everyone was asking him the same thing. It had gone all round the school and he had noticed a little touch of awe from some of the more stupid pupils. Even Tommy, his pal Tommy, who should have known better, had asked him and hadn't been reassured by his answer. "It's just that everybody's talking about it, Kev," he had said. "You would tell me if you joined. I mean, you wouldn't be sworn to secrecy or anything, would you?"
"I'd tell the world," Kevin said, "even if I'd been sworn to secrecy under pain of death."
Now even his sister wouldn't let it go. "Do you think I suffer from memory loss?" he snapped at her. "No, no, and no again." She seemed disappointed. "Do you think I'm daft enough to go through an initiation test?" The fact that he wasn't seemed to disappoint her even more.
"They say the tribe's initiation test is the most..."
She tried to find the right word to describe it, but couldn't. Kevin tried to help her. "Scary?" She shook her head. "No, the rebels is scary. You have to stay overnight in the cemetery. Big deal. Every drunk in the town does that."
"Risky,"
Kevin suggested. "No, the nights is risky. You have to shoplift, and if you're caught, you just don't get in."
"Well, you might get into a young offenders institution, of course."
He couldn't imagine anyone being so stupid as to risk their freedom just to get into a daft gang.
"Dangerous, then," he said.
Glory thought about that. Now, how did his dizzy sister know so much about these initiation tests? That amazed him. Dad was right. He would have to watch out for her. Suddenly, Glory's eyes went wide. "No, not so much dangerous as terrifying."
"So what is it then?" he asked her.
"No one knows. They're sworn to secrecy after they join, and not one of the tribe has ever broken that solemn oath, so nobody knows what the initiation test is." She sounded even more impressed. "That's why the tribe is the best."
"So all these..." Now he tried to think of the right word to describe the members of the tribe.
"All of these sheep," he decided, "never tell. And you think that's wonderful, do you?"
"Not just me," she said defensively. "Everybody does."
Kevin laughed. "Well, I'll tell you what, Glory. Just for you, I'll join the tribe, find out what their secret initiation test is, and I'll tell the world." And he would. He'd tell everyone. He'd never heard anything so stupid as all this secrecy and sacred oaths. Yet he couldn't escape talk of the tribe. It was everywhere, and he was always included in it, as if he was already one of them. Mr. Lever at the paper shop warned him not to get involved.
"I don't intend to," Kevin told him.
Mr. Lever liked Kevin. He was dependable and trustworthy, not like a lot of the boys around his area. "It was just that I heard a rumour that you joined one of them."
"I know, I've heard it too, but I haven't and I won't."
Mr. Lever seemed satisfied. "I'm glad. That Salon boy is a real bad lot. Salon is evil." Yet the picture that came up in Kevin's mind was of a smiling, pleasant boy.
"Why is he a bad lot?" Kevin asked.
Mr. Lever shrugged. "Don't know much about him. Caused some bad trouble where he lives. Just you keep away from him." Mr. Lever really didn't have an answer. Salon was as mysterious as ever. Yet there seemed to be no mystery about the boy who waited for Kevin as he hurried home from school next day. Salon was sitting on a wall, and he smiled engagingly when Kevin appeared.
"Hi, Kev," he said, jumping from the wall and falling into step beside him.
"I came to thank you for helping Tori."
"I didn't actually do very much. I was just at the right place at the right time."
"Thanks anyway. Tori, he's one of the best," Salon said. "But the scrapes he gets into." With that, he laughed and slapped Kevin on the back. Kevin laughed too. It was hard not to. Salon went on. "He's causes more problems than he's worth." Then he added, "No, I take that back. We wouldn't be the same without Tori. He's special."
Kevin liked that. Liked how he stuck up for Tori.
"We?" Kevin asked, though he knew the answer.
"Who are we?"
Salon shrugged. "The tribe, of course."
"I can't get away from the tribe. That's all I hear about."
"Tribes are tops," Salon said. Then he laughed so heartily, Kevin couldn't help but join in.
"I know what you're thinking. It's crazy. Gangs. I felt the same. But everyone round here is in one. It's just like a club."
"Like the Boy Scouts?" Kevin suggested.
That made Salon laugh even harder.
"We just have more fun."
"And more fights," said Kevin.
Salon didn't agree with that.
"We try to keep away from fights, but it's hard. We have this reputation, see?"
"You're the best," Kevin said. Salon smiled. "Of course we are.
We don't need to fight to prove it, but the others, they're always after us, especially the rebels. They want to be the best, and if they beat us..." He left it hanging in the air, the idea that if the rebels could beat the tribe, the rebels would take over as the best. They walked on for a while in silence. It was only as they reached Kevin's corner that Salam spoke again. "I wish you'd join." "Why?" Kevin wanted to know. "Because if they were the best, so exclusive, why should they need him?" "Because I think we'd all have good fun." Good fun? Somehow fun was something Kevin had never associated with the gangs. "Everyone likes you," Salam said. Kevin remembered the boy with the red hair and the hostile eyes. Doc didn't. "Doc doesn't like anybody, it's just his way. He's all right when you get to know him." "You're the leader," Kevin said. "I don't want anyone to be my leader." Salam laughed again. Silly, isn't it? "But it's just a title. Everyone gets a turn. We vote on it." Salam thought it was silly too. That surprised Kevin, and it kind of pleased him. "And I most certainly wouldn't go through any mysterious initiation test just to join." "No?" Salam sounded surprised now. "I didn't think you'd be scared of anything." For a moment, that made Kevin bristle with pride. "What is this initiation test anyway?" Salam shook his head. "Oh no, I've sworn not to tell. Sorry, I'm just like the rest of the tribe when it comes to this." "Sworn to secrecy," Kevin said dramatically. Salam smiled that slow smile of his. "Sworn to secrecy," he said in exactly the same tone. Kevin decided right then that he liked Salam. He couldn't help himself. But joining the tribe, going through some terrifying test, being sworn to secrecy, that wasn't for him. It was stupid. He thought about what he'd said to his sister, that he would join just to find out what the test was, and then he would tell everybody. That would prove once and for all that he wasn't one of the sheep. First, though, he would have to pretend he wanted to join the tribe. He thought about all this as he looked into Salam's smiling eyes. Somehow he felt that Salam knew what he was thinking and agreed with him. It was that feeling which made him decide. "Okay," he said, "I'll give it a try. I will join the tribe."